With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a temporary ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
After meeting Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Netanyahu said Israel refuses a temporary ceasefire that doesn't include a return of our hostages, referring to some 240 people Hamas abducted during its October 7 attack. Netanyahu said Israel was pressing ahead with its military offensive with all of its power.
Correspondent Charles Deladesma reporting. Also, at SRNnews.com, an African terror suspect freely entered the U.S. and moved around unhindered for weeks. The 29-year-old fugitive from Senegal was arrested last month in New York City after it was discovered he was wanted in his home nation for terrorist activities. This follows reports that some of Venezuela's worst gangsters have also snuck into the U.S. as the illegal immigrant crisis escalates. A new bill in the Senate would offer aid to victims of crimes committed by those in the country illegally.
The bill comes from Kansas Senator Bill Marshall. His Justice for Angel Families Act would restore the Trump-era Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, or VOICE, office. It specifically tracked crimes committed by those who entered the country illegally. Marshall's bill would also extend compensation from the Crime Victims Fund to American families if a family member is murdered by an illegal immigrant. Marshall says such families are the true victims of what he calls the president's failure to secure the border. Bob Agner reporting.
According to Biden and Barack Obama's staff, the former president is directing the White House on its AI strategy and has been doing so for the past 5 months. According to aides on Vote for Both Men, Obama's been meeting behind the scenes with tech companies and holding Zoom meetings with top West Wing aides. Monday, Biden signed an executive order establishing government oversight of AI. The move comes as the 2024 election grows closer. This is SRN News. About 71% of Americans describe themselves as Christians, but one evangelical leader has his doubts. Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says if you look closely, you'll find something disturbing.
Most Americans have shifted from being committed to Christianity to being committed to some type of personal faith. And that faith is what we would call syncretism, which means that we're very comfortable picking and choosing elements from many different worldviews.
His research reveals a kind of smorgasbord effect.
Now we pick and choose elements from secular humanism, postmodernism, Eastern mysticism, nihilism, Marxism.
His polls also indicate that committed Christians with a true biblical worldview probably make up only about 10% of the U.S. population. This is SRN News. A California jury awards $332 million in a Monsanto lawsuit.
He had claimed his cancer was related to decades of using its Roundup weed killer. A San Diego Superior Court jury awarded damages in a lawsuit filed by Mike Dennis. The 57-year-old Carlsbad man was diagnosed in 2020 with a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto is now a division of Bayer, which bought Monsanto in 2018 and has been dealing with thousands of legal cases related to Roundup. John Scott reporting.
Supreme Court's taken up a lawsuit by a Texas gun shop owner over the legality of bump stocks. He argues the ban must be issued by Congress, not the ATF. Texas tops the list of states with the most power outages. According to Compare the Market AU, Texas is number one. California comes in second. Both Texas and California have increased their reliance on wind and solar power. More details at SRNnews.com.